Turn to Leviticus chapter 14, Leviticus 14, starting at verse number 33. Read quickly 10 verses. The Bible reads in Leviticus 14, starting verse 33. The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when ye come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house, before the priest go in to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house, and shut up the house 7 days. The priest shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, and the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. They shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. Let's open the word of prayer. Dear God, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. I just ask you right now to bless me with your spirit. I just pray that I'll be able to preach your words with clarity. And I just pray that we'll all have attentive ear to your word. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible's telling us here how to deal with the fretting leprosy in a house. There's also a lot of symbolism here that God's showing us. The priest here symbolizes the pastor, okay? And the plague or the leprosy symbolizes worldliness or sin in our lives. So look here at verse number 35. It says, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. So basically this person looks at it and says, I think I might have a problem in my house. And it says then in verse number 36, then the priest shall command that they empty the house. See, when the pastor sees a problem, he's going to preach on it. A good pastor is going to do that. The Bible says the pastor ought to cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression in the house of Jacob their sins. Hey, don't be mad at the preacher that steps on your toe every once in a while. Don't be mad at the preacher that preaches against worldliness and tells you to get that music and the movies and the worldliness out of your life. Now, there's a reason why he's doing that. Look later on in verse number 36, it says, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. You see, a lot of people think they can keep pockets of sin in their lives, and it's not going to spread and infest the other areas of their life. But you know, you may think, I can just listen to a little bit of rock music, a little bit of country, or just watch some of these DVDs or some of this television. And you know what? Many people have gone down that path, and it destroys their entire life. You see, if you don't get that worldliness out, and see, that's why the preacher is going to command that you empty your house. Command you to get that worldliness out. Because otherwise, all the house is going to be unclean. Amen. You can't keep sin in your life. It's going to destroy your life. Right. Then we go on to, after that, in verse number 37, and he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall. Then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. So the Bible says here that the priest is going to shut up the house 7 days. Basically what I see here is, you know, a preacher isn't going to preach on the same topic every single week. Every week he shouldn't be preaching against the television. Every week. Now often, definitely with what's on the television these days, but basically he shuts up the house 7 days and he's going to come back. We have new members at the church. You got to preach on the same topics. We also have to be further edified by these things. I mean, if a preacher preaches against divorce one time and then 20 years later he comes back, I mean, that's not right. He's going to have to go back to the same topic sometimes. So he shuts up the house 7 days, and then it says, and the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house. So the preacher's preaching this, and all of a sudden he looks. Is the sin still there? Are we still having this problem and need to preach on again? And then it says in the next verse, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is. So basically, the preacher sees this is a real problem. He's going to command. He's going to preach hard. We need to get that sin out of your life. And he's going to remove the stones out of that place. We need to remove that sin, that worldliness, out of our lives.
Amen.
And then it says, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. When I think of an unclean place, I think of a trash can.
Amen.
That's a good place to put your music. That's a good place to put your television, is the trash can.
Amen.
That is a great symbolism right there with an unclean place. But it also says, without the city. You see, a lot of people, they say, well, I'm going to get rid of my worldly music, but they still keep it in their house. I'm just not going to listen to it. Or I'm just not going to watch the television. Y'all, I'm going to be able to control it. Now, does that work in any area? I mean, when people go on a diet and they say, well, I'm just going to buy a bunch of Oreos and Fritos and just put them right in front of me. and I'm just not going to eat them. I mean, I've tried that. It doesn't work, does it?
Amen.
No. And so we can't do that with sin either. And we can't control sin. We always feel like we can control sin. Well, I'll just keep this little sin in my life and it won't spread. It always spreads.
Why?
You know, we always get fooled by it. We cannot keep it in our life. We need to throw it into an unclean place without the city. I remember when I got rid of my worldly music and my worldly DVDs, I threw them in the trash can. Not only that, I bundled them up and got rid of them outside. I didn't even want to tempt myself to crawl back into that garbage. You know what? You may think that sounds foolish, but a lot of people crawl back into that garbage and listen to the same stuff that they got rid of in the past. And that's why I think the Bible is showing us here very, very strongly. But not only that, in verse number 41, and he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about. You see, a lot of times we feel like we've got the sin out of our life. We feel like we've got rid of the music. But here's the thing. Do you still have the radio you can listen to in your car? Do you still have maybe the gym where you have music? Do you still have, you know, the restaurants where you get the music? I understand we're in the world. We cannot just fully get it out of our lives. But if there's something that keeps creeping back in your life, you need to go to extreme. You got it. I mean, if the radio is a problem, you've got to get that out of your life. I remember when I got rid of my worldly music, you know what? I didn't just stop there. I removed the ability to even listen to my radio from my car. Because I said, it's too big of a temptation. I can't handle it. And so I went to that extra measure. And if we have a sin that keeps creeping up, get it at the root.
Yeah.
I mean, don't just let it keep coming and crawling back in your life over and over again. Amen. And see, a good preacher, he's going to cause you to scrape your house round about to look for any bit of it that's left over. Because there's a good chance any worldliness you had in your life has probably already spread to other areas of your life, even if you don't realize it. And see, the devil's smart. You feel like you're strong when you get rid of the music and the DVDs. You say, okay, I kicked that habit. The devil's going to be waiting until he can devour you. He's going to wait at the moment when you're weak and you think you've kicked that habit.
Okay.
And it says, they shall pour out the dust they scrape off, once again, without the city, into an unclean place. Then it says in verse number 42, and they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. It says, take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. You see, it's great if you get rid of your worldliness, but you know, you're still probably driving 30 minutes a day. You got to replace it with something. You got to put other stones in that place. Because if you just let yourself have an idle mind, I mean, look, what about David? He had an idle mind. At the time kings go forth to battle, eventually he commits adultery because, you know, he had dead time. And if we sit in a car for 30 minutes and have dead time, yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, eventually we're probably going to start listening to the radio again. Or eventually we're just going to let our mind wander into foolish thoughts. You know, the thought of foolishness is sin, the Bible says.
Amen.
You know, you get rid of your worldly television, that's great, but that's probably a couple hours of your day. We're going to sit around and say, well, what do I do with my time? I used to think that myself. I got rid of it. It's like, well, what do I need to do with my time now? We got to replace it with something else.
Well,
and see, here's the thing. I remember the first time I got rid of my worldly music. You know, I got rid of it for my car as well. I ended up getting a new car, and I wasn't even thinking about this, but I had the radio in my new car. But I had a CD player. I listened to the audio Bible, listened to preaching and everything like that. But eventually my CD player started to skip, so I couldn't play it anymore. And so I had a lot of dead time. And I didn't replace it with other stones. What ended up happening, that sin crept back in my life. And it is very frustrating retreading the same ground. You've gotten rid of the sin, and then all of a sudden it comes back in your life. But see, this is what's happening here. I mean, obviously God's telling us how to deal with fretting leprosy. There's a lot of symbolism in this passage.
Come on.
And God's showing us if there's a sin that keeps creeping up, you have to go to that extra measure. Let's not get too confident that we kicked it. Because I don't know about you, but when I first started hearing this preaching, it was completely foreign to me. And a lot of you might have recently gotten rid of that worldly music, those DVDs. But let me tell you something. They could creep back. Satan is going to wait until he can find a time to get them to creep back in your life. You have to throw them without the place into an unclean city, scrape the house round up, get it out of your life, and replace those stones with other stones. Let's close in a word of prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. I just ask you to bless the rest of this time and bless the next preacher. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we only have one left, so... No, it's you.